The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, this is Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here is a little about me. I am an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is We Got the Beets. Why grow beets? I'm a fan of beets in any form. I grow several different types in my garden and in pots because I love them roasted or pickled, and I enjoy the leaves as a sautéed green. Rich in vitamin C, fiber, potassium, folate, and manganese, beets are super low in calories. These little beauties offer tons of health benefits. They significantly lower blood pressure, can improve athletic performance because of nitrates, are anti-inflammatory, and may improve both digestion and brain health. We got the beets. DIY. Planting beets is a cinch. In cooler weather, they thrive in a sunny spot with rich, moist soil. Wait until the soil reaches a temperature of about 50 degrees. In central Indiana, where I live, that's usually late March or the 1st of April. Plant seeds half an inch deep and 2 inches apart. If you live in an area with little rainfall, you should soak your seeds overnight before planting. Here in the Midwest, soaking isn't needed. Make sure you thin your seedlings after they emerge so that you have 3 to 4 inches between each. Beyond that, simply keep them watered and mulched. Remove weeds as needed. Most beets take a while to mature, between 50 and 70 days. Don't let the greens grow above 6 inches before you harvest. Fresh beets can be stored in the fridge about a week with their tops clipped to about an inch in length. Grocery store varieties tend to be dark red or golden in color. Both are tasty, but if you're looking for wow factor, there are some stunners you can grow. Some are concentric circles of red, while others are pink and even white. Two of my favorites this year are the Rainbow Mix from Eden Brothers and the Ringed Touchstone Golden Beet from High Mowing Seeds. Before I share my favorite method of preparing beets, which is roasting, I'll describe how I like to use the rich green leaves. I wash them and give them a quick dip, 10 seconds or so, in simmering water to preserve their color. I immediately cool them in an ice water dip, then coarsely chop. Next, they are sautéed with butter, salt, and pepper, or with a clove of chopped garlic, a drizzle of my best olive oil, and some crushed red pepper. Both versions are quick and easy. Below is my recipe for roasted beet salad. Give it a try and let me know what you think. Roasted beet salad with orange vinaigrette. The ingredients: 6 beets, 5 ounces of baby arugula, 3 ounces of fresh goat cheese, 1/3 cup of toasted pepitas or pumpkin seeds. For the dressing, the ingredients are as follows: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, the juice and zest of 1 orange, 2 teaspoons of grain mustard, 1 tablespoon of honey, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, salt, and black pepper to taste. Directions: preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Trim the long stringy part of the root and the greens from your beets. Leave about an inch of stem on each. Wrap each beet in aluminum foil and place on a baking sheet. On the middle rack of your oven, leave them to bake for 1 hour. While the beets are roasting, combine the remaining ingredients for the dressing in a jar with a tight-fitting lid. Shake well to combine. Remove the beets from the oven and allow them to cool, still wrapped in their foil. When they can safely be handled, unwrap one at a time. Grab the stem with a paper towel in one hand and using a second paper towel, gently wipe away the skin. It should slide off easily. When you have skinned all 6, slice them in 1/4-inch rounds. To assemble your salad, choose a large bowl and arrange the sliced beets on top of the baby arugula. Crumble the goat cheese and sprinkle on the beets. Top with the pepitas and drizzle the dressing all over. Pro tips: roasted beets will keep in the fridge for a week. The dressing used in this recipe can also be used as a marinade for whitefish or salmon. You can also start beets inside and transplant them. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.